The first reading today reminds us oftentimes that we have an ideal version that somehow if we truly live our faith and all the saints are perfect in relationship with one another. And today, first reading reminds us that even the two foundations of the church, Peter and Paul, were butt-heading each other and disagreeing with each other of how to really reach the gospel and how to approach the different groups that are there. So we ourselves too perhaps need to recognize that there will always exist that creative tension in the church, that we all will to preach the gospel. We all desire to do the right things, but oftentimes we disagree on how to do it. And that's why it's important for us all to step back and to recognize that the gifts bestowed on us is already a wonderful gift, that we are called children of God, sons and daughters of God, where we are able to cry out to God, Abba, Father. And that's why it leads us toward the gospel reading today, where we hear from Jesus' own mouth through the interpretation of St. Luke, one of the synoptic evangelists and gospel writers, the version of Our Father. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven. And so even though St. Jude's version seemed to be more shortened than St. Matthew version, which we pray all the time, it had all the substance in it, that we depend on our Father who knows our heart. And that's why that we have to continue to depend on Him, to listen to His name, to help especially to ask Him to help us overcome the evil within us. And today, in a very special way, we celebrate Our Lady of the Rosary. And I remember as a young child, I hated family rosary time. As a child, I would always fall asleep. And I would always got forced to sit next to my grandpa or my grandma. And if they know that I was dozing off, I would get an elbow, you know, and then I would have to wake up. I dislike family rosary time. But looking back now, I finally realized that taught me so much, that I continue to love the rosary even now. Oftentimes, at Catholics and at people of faith, we often give up when things do not interest us, when we do not get some type of benefits back from praying, or when things don't go our way. And through that family rosary time, my grandparents taught me that prayer is not about getting what we want right away in our own time, but prayer is about perseverance. We pray even when we don't like it. We pray even when it gets hard. And that's how the rosary had always been my favorite prayer to go to. Because there were times that I cannot do contemplation or meditative prayer. There were times that I was angry or confused or doubting God, but I never gave up on the rosary. And the rosary always led me back to the Lord Jesus Christ, always led me back to God. And as a matter of fact, you know, when I was in the Redemptorist, before we would travel anywhere, whoever is sitting at the right passenger seat, the navigator seat, would always say, let us begin buying our spiritual insurance. And so we would always carry a rosary with us, and we always pray the rosary. And the rosary is often called the gospel on hand, because if we truly meditate through all the mysteries of the rosary, we meditate on the beautiful life of the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as the example of discipleship in our Blessed Mother. Not only do we have joyful time, but there will also be challenging times, sorrowful time, But when we persevere through those sorrowful times, challenging times, it will lead us toward the glorious time, the time when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, when we hear the good news being preached, when we know that Jesus risen from the dead and he has ascended into heaven. The glorious time when we know that our Blessed Mother is given the crown in heaven because she was faithful to Christ, and so therefore we hope one day too we shall be like her, sharing the kingdom and living in the kingdom of God. And throughout the rosary too, not only do we have the joyful, the sorrowful, the glorious mysteries, but Pope John Paul II also given us the luminous mysteries, which recalls to us the beautiful life example of the Lord Jesus Christ, beginning with the baptism at the River Jordan until the fifth luminous mystery, which is what we do at every Mass, the institution of the Eucharist. Oftentimes, we forget to pray, or we tend to give up on praying when things don't get our way, when things get hard. At those times, pour out the rosary and pray the rosary. And even when we're distracted, when we're worried, when we don't know how to pray, our Blessed Mother will intercede for us, help us, and lead us back to her own loving and begotten Son, Jesus Christ. I don't know what other ways to say except to invite each and everyone to realize that in my own personal life, as a Catholic and as a priest, without the rosary, I would not be where I am today. Without praying the rosary, I would be so lost, and I would have given up on my vocation many times over. But at those times when I thought that I was lost, that when I was doubting God, when I didn't know where I was going, when I was so hurt, I turned to the Blessed Mother and I told her, "Blessed Mother, even though I don't understand what's going on right now, take my hand and lead me back to your Son." And she never failed to do that. So therefore, the rosary reminds us that we're called to persevere. We're called to pray at all times. We're called to entrust our life to the Lord who truly care and love us by meditating through in our own life through the rosary, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the mysteries of Christ, and especially through the rosary, ask the Blessed Mother to help us to always persevere and walk with Christ always.